Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in. At the show, I would like everyone, if you have a testimony, that you can either go into the chat room, enter your first name or the first five digits of your phone number, and just let me know that you would like to share your testimony in the chat room. To God be the glory. I want to minister right now to you from Ephesians, and it's Ephesians chapter 4, is verse 23, and it says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Never give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." And the Holy Spirit also says, it says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." And the Holy Spirit led me to read that in this hour because it's really important for us to put on a new man. And part of the new man is the responsibility that is in Scripture, which is forgiving. And forgiving is not, it's not emotion, it's not anything but a command from God. And it's something that is a decision we make. So it's not a passion or emotion that says, "Oh, okay, I guess I will forgive the person." No, it is a command from God. So therefore, the only thing we can do is just decide to say that we are going to make that decision and forgive, you know, and put our emotions to the side and just trust in God, lean not to our own understanding and to what our feelings are, but just to forgive. And that's important because, you know, there's several reasons. Number one, in order for God has forgiven us, you know, he's renewed us in him through believing in Christ. So all our iniquities are put in the past by the blood of Jesus. You know, so if God can do that for us who were born in sin, then why can't we forgive our fellow man? So we have to, you know, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. and hath given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. And this I'm reading from Ephesians 5, verse 2, 19 and 30, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Okay, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So that's part of our fellowship with one another. You know, we're to walk in love and we're to forgive, you know, and we got to take sweet counsel together when we walk into the house of God, you know, in the company, you know, with no malice, no bitterness. You know, don't grieve the Holy Spirit because, you know, God doesn't want that. You know, he wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit, which is goodness and righteousness and truth, you know, long-suffering. So, I the Holy Spirit led me to talk on forgiveness because that's something that we need to be mindful of, you know, when things happen to us or if there's an offense done upon us, that we're to immediately just forgive, you know, immediately at that moment, you know, and, you know, just let God do the rest, you know, because holding on to it just creates bitterness and, you know, it just catapults you into a direction you don't want to go. So you put your hand in God in that area and just lean to what he says and just forgive. It's just not anything other than a decision you decide to do. It has nothing to do with anything else. You just say, well, the word of God says to forgive. You know, if your brother offends you seven times, then, you know, you have to forgive him. You know, and the scripture even says it in 1 John 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And that's Colossians 3, verse 13. And in Mark 11, verse 25, it says, and when we stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. You know, and also we have 1 John 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful just and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. So that one is very, very important to deal with in terms of forgiving so we can move forward with it, you know. Psalm 32, verse 1. Says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile, you know, no bitterness, you know. So we're called to forgive. It's just not an emotion. It's not a passion. We feel like, oh, you know, I'm going to forgive that person. No, you're not just going, you're just in that moment, you forgive them. In that moment of offense, you've already forgiven them, you know, and just you have to stand in that, you know. It's not something you walk around and think about. Just forgive. It's just part of the commandment. It's part of what God wants us to do. That's what God, Jesus said, we have to forgive our brothers. So, just with that, just, you know, just know that that's part of your being. Like, we're to love one another, we're to forgive, you know. And when you're moving in the realm of love, you know, forgiving becomes easier, you know. Each day it becomes a whole lot easier, you know. And we just put the rest up to God, you know, and let God deal with it, you know. And so I wanted to share that because sometimes that could be a hindrance and a blockage for us, you know, even in getting prayers answered and just moving forward, it could be a blockage. And we could forget and wonder why things might be going a certain way, and then we don't realize maybe we haven't covered, you know, over that step of forgiveness, you know. And so God has forgiven us, so we're to forgive our brothers, you know, and sisters, and just, you know, just walk in that truth, knowing that God has everything under control. You know, another scripture I wanted to share with you as well is we have to be that light. We have to be that light because in the scripture in Ephesians, it also says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And walking as children of light is important. That's coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Okay, and we have to be in unity. So part of that is forgiveness. And I thank God in Jesus Christ's holy name in this hour for the Holy Spirit that is speaking the truth, for the perfecting of the saints, and for the work in the ministry right now in the body of Christ. I thank Father God for speaking his truth in this hour. And if anyone is on the call that would like to share their testimony, I'm opening up the line now. If anyone would like to share a testimony, the line is open now to call in and share. So I see someone in the chat room. If they want to, you know, share it even in the chat room, you know, you can do that. And if you like, you can, if you don't have access to a phone, you know, and you want to share your testimony in the chat room, and you don't mind if I share it over the airwaves, then just enter your testimony in the chat room and just put next to it to share over the airwaves, and then I will, you know, share it for you. You know, because God is good, and the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy, but also, in order for us to really testify and prophesy, we are speaking Jesus because he's alive and real in our life. And in order to speak that, we have to have testimony of it. And every one of us has a testimony. Every one of us has a testimony. So no matter how big or small, we all have testimonies. So because every testimony is big when it's in Christ, you know. There's no small testimony in Christ. So just share it, and you'll edify someone. You'll bring a deliverance to someone. That is your ministry. Your testimony is your ministry. You know, you have no ministry unless you have a testimony. And everyone that's walking in Christ has a testimony, you know, because Jesus Christ is the testimony, you know. So in addition to that, that's where we move from, you know, like that's what we stand in. You know, the testimony of Jesus Christ, and then all the goodness and the greatness that he's done in our life and that he's doing and what he's done and what he'll continue to do. So rejoice in that. You know, we all have testimonies. We all have something to share. And so the line is open now, and I see someone on the call, a 646 number. You've been on the call before, and if you'd like to share your testimony now, this would be really a good time to do it, because that's what it's about, and we're here to edify one another. So let's move in that. If not, then I'm going to also read another scripture right now, and it's Romans 8, verse 37. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. You know, so you can do all things through Christ. And the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. So I said that in terms of forgiveness and sowing and doing things, you know, in peace and in love. You know, it's important. You know, God, part of the Spirit of God is peace. So going back to forgiveness, you got to have peace. And when you have peace and you have love, you have the ability to forgive. So right now, if anyone wants to share their testimony, they can. And we're waiting. If not, we're going to move and we're going to read Galatians. Okay, and we have Galatians, if everyone will turn to it, Galatians verse chapter 2, and it's verse 15. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even when we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. But by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So with that, we know that the Holy Spirit is given by faith, not by works, you know, and grace is, that's how we're saved. We're saved by grace, you know, and know that. Know that. So therefore, we have to put away with the old and put on the new, and we have to stand in that. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. You know, so our righteousness is by faith, and we're called to it. Okay, so we are to love and serve one another. You know, and to forgive one another. So I just want to share that with you so that you will have no blockage in your blessings. Forgiveness, you know, is important. And once you forgive, then God does the rest of the work. God will do the rest of the work. And God is good. God is so good. If anyone has anything they would like to share, in terms of the testimony, because I really, really would like to hear testimonies. You can get on the line now. And while we're waiting for someone to get on the line, we're going to read chapter 5, verse 23, which is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Okay, so you can read that scripture again. That was Galatians 5, verse 22 through 26. And that'll help you, you know, in this hour while we're talking about forgiveness. So forgiveness is very helpful. Like once you move in that area of the ability to just forgive and keep it moving, you know, forgetting those things that are behind and moving forward to the mark of the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus, then you're able to just build on the faith of knowing that through that, God will allow your enemies to have peace with you, you know. And with that, I just want to say thank you for calling in. You know, if there's no testimonies, well, then maybe we'll have some the next time. You know, hopefully someone will share in on the testimonies the next time. But until then, God bless you. Much love. And the greatest love of all is Jesus Christ. Walk in the truth of who He is in you, who Christ is in you, and know that you have the victory in Him as you move forward in this hour. Thank you for calling in again. And please, the next time, share your testimony. God is good, and God is pleased to hear you, because sharing your testimony is really testifying of the goodness of Jesus Christ. That's what you're doing when you share your testimony. You're testifying of how God is alive, how Jesus is alive and moving in your life, and how you're acknowledging that, and how you want to share it with others so that they can share, so that their Elizabeth can be birthed just like yours. And so just know that God is real. God is on the throne. And be blessed and prosper. Until next time. God bless. Much love. And the greatest love is Jesus Christ. God bless. Okay, I am back. I see another caller on the line, and if you want to share your testimony now, I'm going to open it up. Just let me know. The number is 416. There's a 416 on the line, and if you want to open it up for to share your testimony, let me know who you are. Hello?
Hi. I'm Miss, you know, fed up and irritated beyond all understanding. Okay?
Okay. But just right now, we're sharing our testimonies.
That is my testimony of irritation up the yin-yang.
Okay. Well, we'll have another service maybe, for a deliverance service. But right now, I want
to
open
no,
up the
No, you need
line
to hear this, honey. I love you, and I understand that you are so faithful in your Lord. You are like the most amazing of angels.
Okay. Well, to God be the glory. I don't need any accolades right now. But
what?
If you want to share your testimonies, you can. If not, God
okay,
bless
I'm
you.
Okay, I'm testifying. Okay, I'm going to redeem myself. I am a loser. I have
okay,
no idea why I am putting up with people that hurt me all the time. I love myself, and I'm beautiful. I'm perfect. And I am caught up in the imprisonment of my soul, suffering so for the ignorance of this world and continuing
okay.
to put up with
have
it.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life?
Every single day of my life do.
Well,
please.
Continue to trust in God. And
you
what
continue
you can
to
do
trust in God
can...
and read your Bible.
Yes, and what you can
if
do
if you
is
read your Bible
page.
Like I know you should, then you would know who it is you're speaking to.
Okay, and what you can do is email me, and we can have
I'm not
this
emailing you.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, so, to God be the glory. Okay, in this hour, like I said, if you want to share your testimonies, please call in with it. If you do want to hold a personal conversation with myself, you can email me, and then we can further, you know, discuss maybe your situation. If the need be, you know, and if you need deliverance and coming to the Lord and Savior and letting God rule and reside as the head of your life, you know, I can, you know, lead you to that, you know, through the word given in the scripture. But right now, what I want is the testimonies. So please call in with the testimonies and anything else, you can email me, you know, and then we can work from there. But this is to edify one another. And that's what this is about. This call is about edifying one another. So to God be the glory. You don't have to call in with anything other than that, because that's otherness. And so move in that. Please honor that, you know, at this hour, you know, because there's others that might want to get on the line and share testimonies. You know, we all go through certain things, and, you know, but God is on the throne. So right now, that's what we move forward into, the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, and not the little eye of us that feels that we don't have anything, you know. So don't move in the little eye. Move in the big eye, which is in Christ Jesus. Much love, Prophetess Carmen, the greatest love, Jesus Christ. Please call in with your testimonies so we can edify one another. And email me if you have, like, some doubts, and, you know, that's another story that we'll work with, you know. But testimonies, that's what we want, those who can share and edify one another in this hour. Okay, so God be the glory. Much love, and greatest love is Jesus Christ. Talk to you in the next show. Thank you, and God bless.